It's Monday, September 12th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Before we get started today, I'd like to take a moment of silence in remembrance of the victims and families of the victims from the 9/11 attacks that happened in the United States only 15 years ago. It wasn't too long ago that this happened, and it's still pretty fresh in everyone's minds, and we will never forget. So just a brief moment of silence, and we'll get started with our show. So today on the show, we're going to feature some new products. There's a lot of new products coming out, actually. We have a new website that came out. Straight Razor Designs has a brand new website that's just launched. Really cool. The discussion of the week. We're going to discuss the meaning behind products. Ooh. And we have hot off the press, we have a new podcast / article that came out. Ooh. Can't wait to tell you about that. It's a really interesting. It was pretty good listen and good read. We'll discuss our upcoming meetups and what's coming up with the podcast in the near future. So, you know, had a really good week of wet shaving, a couple weeks here. We had a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be a lot of news today, so I do apologize. But that's what we're here for. We're the Wet Shaving News Podcast. We're here to deliver the latest news and some other stuff too, and some opinions. But hey, let's have some fun with it. So Phoenix Accoutrements has come out with a, and I'm sure if you guys are on Facebook and stuff, you've seen it, the Bakelite Open Comb Slant Safety Razor. Now, this razor is from an older concept, but is been improved by the team over there at Phoenix, and they've worked with it for about 2 years and really getting the innovation and getting this thing off the ground and getting it right. You know, Bakelite is a material a lot of people think it's like plastic, and I even thought it was like plastic until I started really reading into it. But it's really it's a man-made resin, and you can't burn it. It's very strong, and it feels like plastic, but it's not. You know, it's a lot stronger. It's more of a resin, and it was actually discovered in 1907 by accident by a gentleman who was making other things. So it was really cool to learn about it. I have some information on, if you guys are interested, in the show notes. So back to the razor. It's available in two colors, white and black, and I'm pretty sure that they're selling like crazy. So I would be, if you wanted one, to check out the website, phoenixaccoutrements.com. They have it. I believe it's $19.99 for the entire razor. And it does, like I said, it does come in two colors, and they actually shave really nice. Slant razors are really cool. So definitely something you want to check out. So have a look on their website at phoenixaccoutrements.com. And check them out. So not only do we have one slant razor come out, we have another one. So we have Maggard's Safety Razor Slant Head that came out. Now this is based on a vintage design as well by Paul Mueller, a slant that was produced in the 1930s. So basically they took that slant and they took the mold and I guess they maybe did their own improvements on it, but it's very similar to that design. It's made from a cast zinc alloy, and it does require a little bit of work to get it going. It does require a manual blade adjustment, which I looked at the website. Some people were a little bit hesitant on this, but I would definitely say it's well worth it. I mean, it does look pretty solid. So, I mean, if it's something that you're into, if you have to do the manual blade adjustment, I don't have one of these razors yet. I'm going to get one, but it's definitely something that to look out for, but I'm pretty sure this thing's going to shave great. The reviews on the shaving aspect of it are great, and the manual blade adjustment, hey, that's like all the older the razor, so not a big deal. It is only just a razor slant head, but it fits most standard razor handles, so it's got that same thread going on in there to where it will fit in standardized threads, so it's good. So most of them it'll fit. But I would just, if you have any questions, I would just email Maggard's and see if your razor handle will fit. But I'm pretty sure all of his handles, Brad's handles over there, I'm 90% sure he designed it to fit all of them, and I'm probably closer to 100% sure. So check it out, Maggard's.com, and just look it up. It's in the front page of the website. Really cool. hey, it's something to look for. And I believe the price is $19.99 for that one. So check them out, maggots.com. So Bull Goose Shaving Supplies just announced a week or two ago, new Magress safety razors. I took a look at the site, and I have it right here on my computer. I pulled it up. It's definitely they're pretty cool. I think they're the Magress safety razors. It's definitely there's three different kinds. Now I've been a fan of these razors for a while. I've seen a lot of people own them. I don't personally own one yet, but I've seen a lot of good reviews on them. But the two, they have three new models that came out. One is called the Bling, which is the standardized adjustment knob. Adjustable razor that has green and blue inlaid crystals in each of the flute and the adjustment knob. So it's just like a little cosmetic thing. Pretty cool. They also made a Miz Bling, which is made with blue instead of the blue and green crystals. It's made with pink crystals. And then the other one that's really cool is they came out with a long-handled XL. Now, I've seen the XL before, and that's a pretty, you know, heavy-duty razor. Now, this one's a long-handled, and it's about, it looks like it's almost about an inch longer than a standardized Magress razor. So, really awesome thing if you're into long-handle razors, if you're like that, that's your style. This is the thing to get. This is a pretty heavy-duty razor. It is cool. Definitely going to look to see these reviews because I haven't heard much about them yet, but they did just come out on the 24th of August. So we'll see some more about it here shortly. If you have an experience with any of these razors that I spoke about, guys, you know, feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with your thoughts. And I'll feature them on the show. Definitely. So moving right along, sorry for rambling a little bit there. We have Fine Accoutrements. Now, this isn't a product label. I know they're in the news a lot because they make good products. But Fine Accoutrements announced on their Facebook page last week that they will be changing their American Blend label due to legal regulations. They cannot have a barber pole on the label, I guess. I guess there's something with Barbasol going out with that. And this isn't the first time we've seen this in an artisan movement. So I'll also discuss, I think, a couple other vendors. Phoenix went through it. I think somebody else went through it too, to where they were putting a barber pole on their packaging. And some of the bigger companies didn't like that. Now, for me, I'm trying to think about why this is such a big deal. But I guess they own the barber pole. I mean, I don't know. I think it's pretty silly to go through this and have to make them change their label changes. And change their labels for both these two companies. And I think there was another one out there too that got caught. I don't know the name offhand. And it's just, I think it's a little ridiculous. I don't think a barber pole is anybody's, you know, I'm just so stupid. I can't even get the words out. But anyway, they're changing their label around. The product will be the same. They can't put the barber pole on anymore because some big company got upset. I'm not going to name names, but you probably all figured it out if you heard about this before. So sorry about that, Fine Accoutrements. We still, you know, your products are still very good and everybody will still be very happy, but you know, I guess not everyone's happy. I guess that means it's a good thing because the artisan movement's actually affecting the big guys, right? They're getting upset and maybe they're losing sales, maybe they're actually stepping up their game because of this. Who knows? But that's enough of that. Let's just move on to, we got another new product. We have Phoenix Accoutrements again. I know we just mentioned them, but they came out with those skin stretching sleeves. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see. I did a video on it. I got to test one of these. And what it is basically it's just a it's a piece of cotton. It's like a cotton sleeve for your finger for skin stretching. And it's like a lot of guys use a loom block and they rub their fingers on it, but it makes your finger dry so you can pull the skin up on your face or on your neck, and it does prevents it from slipping. Well, these skin stretching sleeves do the same, but the cool part about them is when you skin stretch, you can actually over skin stretch to where it defeats the purpose. The sleeves don't, for some reason, I don't know if this is part of the design or if this was just something that just happened. If you pull too hard, it slides just a little bit to let you know not to pull too hard. So I tested these sleeves out for a while, about a week of shaving every day, just to play around with them, and it does. It the just where you're at the limit of the skin pull before it starts to slip is about perfect. And it gives you, it really does work. You can get it wet, you can get it full of cream, and it still works. So it's awesome, pretty cool item. It's $1 right now on the website. So if you're ordering from him and you want to add something on, you know, add the sleeve onto it for $1. I mean, it's a pretty cool, you know, you don't, I probably wouldn't go ordering just that, but if you were doing another order, you can get those sleeves. And they're definitely washable. They're cotton, 100% cotton, so you can wash them. I washed mine in the sink with just a little soap, and came out really nice. So check it out. I have the link in the show notes, and that's phoenixaccoutrements.com. So moving right along, we have a new website that came out. It's an old site, but it's revamped. So Straight Razor Designs has a brand new website, and let me tell you, it's really awesome. It looks great, really vibrant pictures, very easy to navigate and to place an order, and easy to sign up for the email list. So if you want to get emailed all the newest items and stuff like that, definitely worth a try. Check it out if you haven't been on that site in a while. StraightRazorDesigns.com. Now that's owned and operated by the guys and gals over there at Straight Razor Place, which is Lynn Abrams, who basically started the whole wet shaving revolution. I'd say back, it's got to be going on almost 20 years now, but probably didn't get really popular for about 10 or 15. But yeah, check it out, guys. Check out this site; it's really awesome. And let us know what you think. I think you'll like it. So, guys, also, I just want to let everyone know, if you are a vendor or an artisan and you have a product that you would like featured on the show, or if you have something new, please contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, and we will discuss it. So definitely send me an email, and I'll definitely discuss what we can do for your new item. I really, right now, 90% of my research is all on my own, so I'm Googling, I'm going through all these sites and stuff, and I do miss things. But if you are a vendor, if you're just starting out and you want to be featured, or if you have something you want to talk about, definitely send me an email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. So we're going to go and we're going to have a discussion. And the discussion of the week is the meaning behind products. What is the story behind artisan products? So I'm going to tell you my thought on it. Whenever you look at an item, a soap or something, do you look at the picture? Do you look at the story? Do you read the description? I'm not talking about just the scent and the profile of the soap, and does it pair well with this aftershave or that aftershave, and does it lather well? No, I'm talking about the real meaning of the product. So guys, I was last month I was in California for a work trip, and I got to go. If you all know me personally, you know that I'm in the wine business and liquor business and stuff, and I do that for a living. And I got to go to California. I got to check out 30 wineries in 5 days. So let me tell you, I was very busy those days. Now, that's a lot of traveling, a lot of work. I got to go with a bunch of people from my company, from all over the country. We all met up in Napa, and we got to go through all the areas there. But what I noticed when I spoke to a lot of winemakers and the owners of the wineries, because I did meet a lot of them, they all said the same thing, that every single wine has a meaning, and every single wine or product that they produce is something that they enjoy, that they make for them, that they enjoy drinking, and they enjoy consuming, and they enjoy selling. So I spoke to a few artisans, and I'm not going to name names. I spoke to quite a few of them, actually. And I just emailed them and talked to them via PM. And I spoke to them about the same thing. And you know what? It's the same thing. So they said, all of the ones that I spoke to, all of the artisans I spoke to said the same thing. I make a soap. I make something that has meaning to me and that I like using myself. So when we look and we buy products, and I'm sorry if I'm rambling on, guys. I know this is a long, but this is really, it means a lot to me. When you buy something, do you really look at what it is? Do you look at what the person is trying to show you? Do you see the story behind it? You know, just looking at a label on some artisan soaps, there's a lot going on in those labels. And sometimes, you know, it's easy to not look at them and not to really realize what the story is. But I challenge every single one of our listeners to go and check out one of their soaps or one of their aftershaves or one of their razors, and to take a look at the box and take a look at the packaging, and then go online and then look at the description and see if you can find something a little bit new about it. are different about it. I'm sorry. Because what I did, I really didn't realize it until recently. I just would buy something because I heard a scent was great and I liked it. But I didn't realize that there's some meaning behind it. And that I think that that gets overlooked sometimes in the wet shaving world and in everything, really, that these guys and girls that make these products, they really are passionate about what they do, and it means a lot to them. And they have a story that goes behind them. This is their life work, you know, that means a lot. And it's easy for us, the consumer, to just post a shave of the day and say, oh, it shaved great, or oh, I didn't like it. But what really did it shave like? What really was behind that product? So it's just a little challenge for you guys. Maybe find out, if you guys can challenge yourselves to find one item or two items out of your shave den and try and research a little bit more about it. And then if you like, hey, tell me what's up, you know, email me at our email here at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. I know I've said that like three times today, but you know, send me an email of your story, you know, or of something that you realized you didn't, or something that was like an aha moment, quote unquote, for you that really made this made your artisan product or one item in your shave then really that gave you a little bit more meaning. So guys, we'll just move right along. There was and you know, that was really deep. I'm sorry to go back into it. I know this is more like this is a podcast. It's more like a talk show sometimes, just me rambling. But that was really deep. It's really a deep thing for me for the products, and I'm sorry to just like cut off that quick. But I mean, just thinking about it right now, there's so many. I have like probably like 30 soaps in my shave den that I don't even know anything about, and I'm taking one at a time and researching and trying to understand a little bit more. It gives a little bit more meaning to the product. So now we'll move on. Sorry about that. So there was a really cool article, and it was there was a podcast as well, and the article was it was written by myself, and I wrote it on my own site. Was about skin stretching, and I watch a lot of videos of people shaving or a lot of live feeds on Facebook or on YouTube or on any other site. And I see a lot of guys that don't skin stretch. I don't know how they can get a comfortable shave like that. Because I skin stretch every time, whether I'm using what you have to do it if you're using a straight razor. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But if I use a safety razor as well, I skin stretch. And what I mean by skin stretch, if you don't know, guys don't know what I'm saying, is just pulling the skin a little bit up on your head or pulling it down on your neck. And that's just to flatten it out a little bit so the razor can glide over. Now, if you don't skin stretch correctly, you're going to get cuts, especially with a straight razor. If you do skin stretch over skin stretch, you're going to get cuts, and it's going to be irritated. So it's something that I'm watching guys just not do it. But I mean, I guess it's teach his own. If it works for you, that's okay. But I definitely challenge everybody to try that. You know, I use those. I just mentioned that sleeve. I did get one of those sleeves, and I tried that out for a week, and I did a video of how to use it. Because usually I use the loom block, and it does work. But also, I mean, just in general, even if you don't have that product, it's important just to at least stretch and try it out. And if you don't do it now, give it a shot and see if it helps you out. It gives you a closer shave, more comfortable. It works for me, and I think it works for a lot of guys. But I do see that a lot of people don't do it. So I'm just wondering on your thoughts. So if anybody has any ideas, any thoughts or anything like that, you know, shoot me an email, please. But yeah, so I did that article. I did a video. It came out last week. Definitely got some. I got a lot of feedback on that one. I got only, which is the first time I've ever done anything where I've only gotten positive feedback. A lot of guys said, "Yeah, I never skin stretch. You're right, you know." Or "Hey, I never tried it like that, or I never thought of it." So I appreciate all the kind words, everybody. That was it was a study that I've been doing for a little while, about a couple of weeks. So I'm glad that everybody found it to be interesting. And if you want to check it out, I'm leaving the link in the show notes here. So just click on that and check it out. And let me know what you think. So moving along, hot off the press. This is going to be a little feature of the cast that I'm going to do every week, every other week when we do their cast, every episode. Hot off the press is going to be something that's some news that I just find that's just quick, fast, and pretty interesting. So we had a podcast episode. Now, I didn't do this podcast episode, but it was made by Real Men Style. And they have an article, and it's regarding the 7 tips for the best shave of your life. Really interesting article, really cool podcast. And they talked about how switching from a cartridge razor to a safety razor and what's the benefits of one blade to five and all that. And I really enjoyed it. I just noticed it the other day. I'm not sure how new the article is and stuff, but it was really cool that I saw it. I did listen to the whole podcast. So it was really, and you know, it's a standard podcast, but the gentleman in there was very interesting. So it was very cool. And again, I don't know much about that A Real Man Style. I haven't really read too much into it, but I did enjoy that that article. So I leave in the show notes. I'll leave the link in the show notes. Sorry, and you just check it out when you get a chance. And really, it's a good read, if anything. And it's about a 30-minute podcast. So if you get a moment, hey, listen to that. Hey, we're podcasts, and we're referring to other podcasts too. So it's really cool. Definitely check them out. And now, part of our segment, which we've kept in here for the last few weeks, is the meetups. We have wet shaving meetups coming up. This is one of my favorite parts of the week, is taking a look to see who's meeting up. And we have actually some really cool ones coming. We have Seattle ShaveCon, which is the 17th of September. That's 1 week from, it's less than a week now, because this show is recorded in advance. So it's 1 week from today, which is Saturday. It'll be next Saturday, September 17th. It's got a $5 general admission, and it will be in the Washington State Convention Center. So check them out, guys. They have the event on the site, shavemeetup.com, and send out a message if you're in the area and you want to attend. Next will be on the same day, the Dirty South Shavers Music City Meetup. That's coming right up. That'll be on the 17th as well. We also have the third annual Northeast Shave Meetup. And that will be on the 24th of September. We have the Merchant and Rhodes Shave Show, and that's on the 29th of September. So guys, check that out. That's also shavemeetup.com. We have the Men Essentials 2016 Men's Grooming Meetup, and that will be October 1st. And then we have the big one coming up also, the 13th National Shaving Collectibles Meet. And that'll be on the 22nd. I've mentioned this several times. I think every time this is the one to go to if you want to buy or trade or do something crazy. You're going to see some really rare stuff at this one. This is where the longest running wet shaving meetup year in and year out. At 13 years, guys. So check them out. You know you're going to see some really cool stuff there. Then we have the South Florida Wet Shavers 2016 End of the Year Bash. That will be in West Palm Beach, Florida. That will be November 12th, 2016. So, guys, check them out. We do have a link. I am actually a resident of South Florida, so I will probably be attending. I'm also a member of that group. And they have another group, too, that since their membership is limited to people only in Florida, they have the Wise Wet Shaver Facebook group too, which is open to anybody, but it's a sister group, so it's open to anybody anywhere in the country. If you guys want to check it out, the Wise Wet Shaver, it's on Facebook, and you can sign up and over there, and then you can see what's going on at the South Florida Wet Shavers. And if you are in the area, I'm pretty sure if you send one of the admins an email or a message, they'll definitely have a spot for you there. So check that out. That's the 12th. That's November 12th, and that will be in West Palm Beach. And finally, on the 15th of November, we have the Medina, Ohio Shave Meetup. And that will be in Medina, Ohio. So check those out. And remember, guys, this is a really easy website to navigate through. So if you have a moment and you have a meetup, you know, send these guys at shavemeetup.com a message. I'm pretty sure they'll help you out with setting something up, and they'll definitely post your event on the site. So, you know, remember, no meetup is too small or large. So give them a contact, give them a call, give them an email, all the above, and check it out. So that's shavemeetup.com. That's where we get all that information from. And guys, what's in store for the podcast in the future? So I have a few things we're working on right now. The holiday gift giving guide will be out in November. We're going to come out with that hopefully the first episode of November, if not the second one. I'm working on it right now. And also, we have fall is almost here. It'll be here before you know it, not too long. Actually, the next episode. And are you ready for the seasonal soaps and products? guys, there's a lot of seasonal products coming out, pumpkin flavored, spice flavored, all this good stuff. I'm going to have it all compiled. I don't know if we're going to do a separate episode for it to discuss those items, but we will have quite a few of them out and ready to go to discuss for our next podcast. So also, guys, if you are if you have any questions or any concerns, any comments, anything, please don't hesitate to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any question, any concern, any request, and any story you may have of wet shaving. I will feature it on the show. I promise you that. So contact me whenever you get a chance. And as always, our show is powered by sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. I'd like to give out a special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for letting us use his platform. And most of all, you guys, for the listeners, for listening to me go on every other week. So don't forget, guys, to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for some tips and interesting wet shaving stories. Our next show will be 9/26, September 26, 2016, with our holiday, our fall guide. So definitely don't want to miss that. Again, if you're an artist and you have some fall seasonal stuff, give me a shout out, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to feature it on the show. Guys, thank you for listening. Have a great couple weeks, and we'll see you on the 26th. Remember, shave straight and shave safe.